there is a bit of a caution that I would want to let it. A bit of a caution that I would want to. So, there's something I would want to teach on very shortly. Definitely with respect to the conversation we started having this evening. And you see, the local assembly is not like the world. The local assembly is not like the world. You know, sometimes in the world, people segregate. You know, they have classes. And, you know, there are classes in the church. And of course, more like a rich class, you know, a medium size or a medium class or medium class individuals. And then you also have, in quotes, low class. You know, that's how the world separates people or segregates people. You know, the world, when you go to a function, you know, they recognize the rich by giving them honorable seats. And then they don't just care about the poor. You know, sometimes when you go to a place and you are dressed well, you sort of are recognized in the place or in the space because of how you somebody who is a rich son or rich daughter, you know, there's a way that they are treated. Because you know that, okay, maybe the son is President John Mahama. But then the person sitting next to you is broke, in quotes. And so, knowingly or unknowingly, sometimes unintentionally, there is that tendency to start to be choosy within the local assembly. You know, sometimes there are different reasons why people choose people. Maybe riches is one, like I said. Sometimes even beauty, you know, you are attracted to somebody that is handsome or that is beautiful. And you sort of begin to form a clique with such individuals. You know, people who have money roll together. People who have handsomeness flow together. People who have beauty, you know, flow together. So you begin to choose, you know, people who are rich flow together, and go to people who are handsome flow together. People who are beautiful flow together. Yeah, then in quotes, people who are not very confident about their looks flow together. You know, boss chicks within the local assembly also have their union. But you see, that is going to be very wrong within the local assembly. And it's very true. The world has classes. But the local assembly does not have this class. You know, in Revelations, it teaches us how that God has redeemed us from every tribe, every tongue. And he has made us together kings and priests. So, when we talk about the local assembly, in about people of different races, that come together, people of different tribes that come together, people of different cultures that come together. That is the Church of Jesus Christ. So, I just thought to drop this in here shortly. Be careful of being choosy and picky. Oh no, I think I like this person around. Oh, it's like, no, this person. Oh, this person is very handsome. So, I like him around. No, that's what you don't be around. Because when we look at you, you know, something happens to us. See, those things are reasons why the local assembly will be torn apart. Jesus wants every class, every tribe, every tongue, everyone, dark, fair, medium, fat, tall, short. He wants everyone coming together. So, we must become very careful as to how we choose. You know, and God doesn't like that, you know. He doesn't like that. He doesn't like that. He purchased every single individual with his blood. There's nothing like that with him. That's why in the church where a pastor, everybody is given the same treatment. Except that maybe, of course, a guest minister that is coming in and then we need to make arrangements for you, right? Because we don't want to create classes. You say, this one is the owner of Iron Rod Shop. So the person is an elder already. No, we don't do that here. You sit in any role, you come, you sit there. Because money is not what we are worshipping, you see. Yes, your money is not what we are worshipping. So when you enter, you sit anywhere that the ushers tell you to sit. Don't say, oh, we have money than you. No, we don't do that here. Everybody is treated the same. Everybody is loved. Everybody is cherished. You know, everybody is appreciated. We like everybody. We like the short. We like the tall. We like the medium, the fat, the dark, tall, lanky, anything we like. Yes, we like everybody. So when you now come and then you are now very, you know, you're trying to choose, is very dangerous. So please, we don't agree to that in the local assembly. Now you see, in the local assembly, as we grow, you know, some people are going to grow financially buoyant, right? They're going to grow financially buoyant, while some grow financially buoyant also, probably after you have gotten whatever it is. Be careful of now becoming choosy, because you are working in a whatever, and then your friend seems to still be trying to find their way around. So you now start to indirectly become very picky and very choosy. You know, you walk out on them, people that you used to walk with, you used to talk with, you used to flow with, you used to have a good relationship with. You now, because of segregation and class and money and opportunities and businesses, you now begin to send those people out of your life because you have become something in the flesh. Be careful. Christ detests it. It is against the local assembly. We do not choose people. We do not become very picky because of natural classes. We don't do that here. We don't do that here. Everybody matters. I'm telling you, everybody matters to me. You may not know. Every single person. You'll be shocked. Every single person matters to me. Everyone. One person matters to me. Yes. Everybody matters to me. Whether the person is not good, the person is good, the person is whatever. Every single person matters to me. In fact, me, many of the times you'll be shocked of the people I even want to be around. Yes. Because they can do the work. Yes. You, when it says you put your hand in the mud, you will not put. You will not put. You will be standing there and saying, hey, should I put my hand in the mud? Meanwhile, we are digging so that there will be something built. You don't want to put your hand in the mud. You want to stand there and watch somebody put their hands in the mud, but you don't want to put your hand in the mud. Then you now say that we should, give you class, give you space, give you whatever. We don't do that here. Do you hear what I'm telling all of you? Huh. Everybody matters to me. You may be shocked. One of the guys, sometimes they came to me about, how many were they? Sir Luis and the squad. The guys that have traveled to home now. That came to my house, we cooked food, we ate. No, there were more than three. Ah, what are you talking about? How many of the boys came to my house? The boys that they don't want to go back to school, they want to go and do their own things. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They were close to 7 or so. Or 6 or something. Yes, they don't have money, but I made them come home. Yes, and we had a good time. Yes, because when they tell you to put your hand in the mud, you will not put your hand in the mud. You will say that we are trying to give you bacterial infections. Huh? We're trying to give you bacterial infections. We're trying to make you overwork. You will not work. But you are the one that said that we should give you chair on the pulpit. And we should make place for you so that you will sit down, everybody will see you. So, I'm trying to say that you must begin to remove that class mindset or whatever, segregation. He looks good. So I smell his perfume. You know, he smells good. So it's true that if you smell good, people want you around. But we don't do that. You see that? It's wrong. Jesus is not going to be happy. In fact, many of the times, the Gospels are clear on the people that Jesus spent his time mostly with. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went around doing good. Then he now said, the Spirit of God is upon me, Luke 4:18, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Look at what he's saying, the poor. Jesus' assignment was not to the rich. The assignment of Jesus was to the poor. How that God has anointed him, the Spirit of God is upon him, and he has anointed him, I need to take this wrong, to preach the gospel to the poor. That's what he's doing. So he's anointed to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted. Yes, those are the people he found himself around. The brokenhearted, so the people that he was anointed for was to the poor. Number two, to the people that were brokenhearted. Yes, to them also that were captive is what he says. He's the people that he's sent to preach to. To recover the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Look at all of these people who are sent, or who Jesus is sent to. He's not sent to the rich. He's not sent to the popular or the famous. In fact, many times he didn't like to stand before the Sanhedrin and other rich Pharisees and all of those people because he felt that those people were hypocrites. So when you are like that in your ministry, and you want a certain class of disciples, you want a certain class of people, you want to have a certain class of whatever, you do not have the ministry of Jesus, and you are not yes. I should feel ashamed because I have not seen poor people in the church. Like people who don't have sandals, people who don't have slippers, people who don't, we all should feel ashamed. Huh? We don't see those things. Shirts, when you look at it, you are afraid of the person's shirt. Because you are looking for maybe a certain class of people. Huh? We should all feel ashamed. We should all go and find somewhere and feel ashamed. Because we do not have poor people in the church. We do not have whatever. And I'm talking about financially poor. Don't say that he's saying that spiritually poor. Yes, he spoke about spirit, but we saw Jesus amongst poor people and publicans. Those were the people he was with. Yeah. So, in the local assembly, we must be careful. We do not do that. Huh? Don't have a mind to listen to. You know, sometimes even someone can be talking to you and it's like you don't mind the person because you think the person is not a certain caliber of an individual. It shouldn't be like that in the church. It shouldn't be like that in the church. You should be able to listen to everybody. The one that the leg is some way, the one that the stomach is some way, the one that the hand is some way, and you are listening to the person and you are talking to the person. You have time for the person. And you are talking, it's not that, you know, sometimes even some people can see some people enter the church and then they will change their seats. Oh, you changed your seat because somebody in a certain way entered the church and sat close to you. So you move to another space. Say, he's some way, he's smelling. Well, he doesn't know that he's smelling, but he came to church. You are the one to tell him that he's smelling. Or you are the one to show him that he's smelling. Huh? Maybe someone is talking to you and the person has not done deodorant and the person is giving you blade. You have to stand and smile and collect it. That's your brother. That's who he is. It's not anything. You are able to accommodate. If you can buy him deodorant, don't give him a reaction that shows that you are not loved, you are not appreciated, you are not cared for.
No, that's very wrong. The local assembly, that's very wrong.
And I don't think I want to build a local church like this. No, I don't think I want to build a local church like this. Look at our benediction. The poor, they also find a place where they belong. You see that? So, I just want to draw your attention to this. You know, in addition to whatever it is that's been spoken, so that you begin to have a neutral mindset. Everyone you see, you are able to say, that is my brother. That is my brother. That is my brother. That's my sister. Oh, I'm not ashamed. That's my brother. That's my sister. Oh, that's my, I know him. Not that you are despising people, right? NLT, James 2, verse 1 to 4. NLT, James 2, verse 1 to 4. James 2, verse 1 to 4. NLT. Person's mouth is smelling. Collect it. It's all part of it. Is it mouth smell that you have not smelled before? Say, the person starts to talk now, you start to do. It's like you are trying to give distance. You are supposed to be breathing in, not giving distance. Breathe in quietly. You say, you suffer it, but that's your brother. Watch how it works. Then maybe later on, if you are like that with a person, you can say, I've been realizing from a consistent time that I bought you Pepsodent. Maybe Pepsodent doesn't work. I bought you Colgate. Maybe Colgate doesn't work. Sensodyne. It doesn't also work. Dental, what do you call it? Listerine. It doesn't work. Wocadin. It doesn't work. You say, I'm taking you to the dentist. That is what you are supposed to do. It's not that you now start talking amongst yourself. That, hey, it's like this person. Hey, so does the person know that the mouth is smelling? Doesn't this person know that? Hey, he doesn't dress well. No, that's not how a believer works. Are you listening? So I'm teaching you this so that the local assembly we are building, when Jesus enters. Or when Jesus, you know, when we all stand before Jesus and we see what he's building, he will say, wow, this is the church I wanted to build. And this is the church I've always wanted to build. Where nobody is left out. Nobody is despised. Nobody is treated wrongly. Nobody is treated. Ushers, you smile to everybody. Don't smile more to somebody that looks good than somebody that doesn't look good. You are just say, hey, sit there. I said sit here. No, don't do that. Don't do that. You're going to smile more to everybody. Everybody requires or deserves your beautiful smile, your warm reception. You should even treat the person who does not look some ways even better. Yes, that's how you should treat them. Yeah. You see this, it's just, everything is fine. You're welcome. So, we are looking at it. Somebody should post my scripture for me. I said, nobody put the James for me. Yes, so my dear brothers and sisters, how can you claim to have faith in our glorious Lord Jesus if you favor some people over others? For example, suppose someone comes into your meeting dressed in fancy clothes and expensive jewelry, and another comes in who is poor and dressed in dirty. He says, if you give special attention and a good seat to the rich person, but you say to the poor one, you can stand over there or else sit on the floor. Well, doesn't this discrimination show that your judgments are guided by evil motives? Do you see that? This is your judgments are guided by evil motives. I want to encourage you not to separate and to have classes in the church. That's not wanted. No, he doesn't want to. So from now, I know you are all good, but I want you to begin to intensify it. Yeah, I want you to begin to intensify it. Intensify it. Intensify it. Become more intentional about the people. You know, be somebody that everybody can be your friend. Everybody can be your friend. In fact, me, my friends, everywhere I go, I've always had to ask God why he sends me people who are poor, who need help, who need prayer, who need this, and all of that. I'm serious. Yes. Because everybody needs me. It means I'm blessed. Do you see that? So, I want to encourage you so that you can begin to see differently. And then together, as a local assembly, we'll build strong churches to the glory and to the praise of Jesus. So no separation, no segregation, no choice. No class. No rich, no poor, no beautiful, no handsome, no in quotes, not looking good, fine dressed, people only associate with themselves. No, everyone together building what Jesus will have us build. You can be close to somebody who doesn't have money. It is okay. You can be close to somebody who doesn't look good. It is okay. You can be close to somebody whose mouth is not good. Maybe you are the one to help them. It is okay. Be close to somebody who does not look exquisite. Yeah, be close to everybody. Care about people genuinely. Choose them. 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 No, these people have... whatever. No, no, no. We are all the same. We are all in Christ's family, fulfilling his will and his mandate on the earth. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for everyone. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord, that we're building strong and wonderful local assemblies to the glory and to the praise. Your name, in Jesus' name, amen.